Hello and welcome to We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I am your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 173. Hopefully you're enjoying a long post-Thanksgiving weekend. I paused my sluggish relaxation to come record this show and found that it came together extremely quickly. So much great music still floating around all in the Nashville area. This is actually one of the longer episodes that we've had in a while because there was just so much to cram in. We're getting near the end of the year. I didn't want to neglect anything, so it all went in. We're coming up on the time of year for best of lists and Christmas compilations, but we're not quite there yet, so I just wanted to give you a hefty, packed-in episode. So that's what you've got in store. Before we dive in, I will remind you that this show is part of We Own This Town, a network of podcasts brought to you by Nashville hosts covering a wide variety of topics. All of our shows are available on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, Overcast, etc. Wherever you listen to podcasts, just go in there and search for We Own This Town and you'll find the bounty of delights waiting for you. We're also on all the social networks at We Own This Town, so hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter if there's something you'd like us to know about. We'd love to know about things. You can follow along on any of those accounts to be notified about new episodes from every one of our shows. We've also got a full-blown website over at weownthistown.net with news and music reviews and even an event calendar. So make that your new homepage. People still have homepages, right? Weownthistown.net. Your new homepage. That's our slogan for 2020. All right, let's just dive into the music. I've got a really absurdly packed playlist instead of the usual six, so let's just get to it.
I don't really know what happened.
That was the brand new track, Missing Time, from Stereo Spectre. We were fortunate enough to premiere that track over on the site, and I've been listening to it a great deal. Stereo Spectre is actually the pseudonym of Jordan Dean, and he's been making music under that name for some time, albeit with a bit different stylistic take. It seems that 2019 has been somewhat of a year of reinvention for his undertaking, as he's fused some of his dancier pop song styles with this kind of pop rock band sensibility. This is at least the third new single of the year from the outfit, and probably my favorite of the bunch. I mean, it's a song about a UFO abduction, or surviving the apocalypse, or an out-of-body experience, or maybe a little bit of all of that. It is definitely infectious. It's a great pop song. I love it. I love those drums and those weird little keyboards. It's cool. Not sure what lies ahead for Stereo Spectre, but I am happy to keep this track in heavy rotation, and we'll keep an eye out for more. Maybe we'll debut another song, or at least put some more on the podcast later. Okay, here's a track that I just could not help myself from including. Slush off their recently released self-titled EP on To Go Records. We've played My Woman Kinda a few episodes back, and I played them on the show before, but I just can't get enough of it. I actually debated not playing them at all, but the EP just came out on Friday. I mean, I've given them enough quote-unquote airtime in the past, but I don't know. It's my show. I'm allowed to play anything I want obsessively. Sorry, not sorry. To Go Records is doing great things. I'm really happy that this EP came out with them. I've really been enjoying it quite a bit. They sent me a preview of the whole thing, so it's actually been in my rotation for a little bit. I highly recommend it. So go check out Slush. Slush is doing very cool things. The album is available exclusively on Bandcamp and To Go Records cassette. So if you want it, go hit up the detail page for this episode and click on through to hear more of it or to order that tape. I ordered mine. Let's dive into something brand new.
When I'm spaced out, I'm a space cadet. And my little head is on a different planet. When I'm focused, I'm lasered in, and I'm not that good at being sweet to you. It's a side effect, side effect of the drug.
Space Cadet from Grumpy, aka Mason Schmidt. I was made aware of this track from a very pleasant debut over on the Nashville Cream and an intriguing spin piece on the band opening up for Lisa Ann recently. Two great articles there. This track is taken from the debut LP, Loser, due out in March via Acrophase Records. March sounds like a long way off, but it'll be here before we know it, and I would be willing to bet there's another single or so that drops between now and then. I really love the balance of melancholy and optimism on this track. That is not an easy balance to find, but it's definitely appreciated when it's done right, and Grumpy is doing it right. I mean, for a band called Grumpy to find a balance of melancholy and optimism, it works on a lot of levels. I suspect we're going to play more from Grumpy once it's available, so keep an ear out. Keep yourself subscribed and tuned in here. More from Grumpy on the way. Fingers crossed that that's not a lie. All right. Let's go with something a little dreamy. Let's get a little dreamy.
We'll be right back.
was Palm Ghosts with The Bells, a single released back in October of 2019 and the second single of the year. I was looking through their Bandcamp and there is a lot of music to hear. This was shocking to me because I really haven't heard of this band before. Now, I don't claim to be an encyclopedia of local music by any means, but if you have 16 releases on your Bandcamp page and you're tagged with Nashville, it's kind of bonkers that I wouldn't have accidentally stumbled upon it in one way or another. But I didn't. So, how did I hear about the band? Well, let me tell you. Over on weownthistown.net, we debuted a short documentary from Jim DeMaine and Price Harrison that captured the 2019 inaugural edition of Local Fest, a three-day gathering of local bands spanning a wide variety of genres at Betty's Bar and Grill off Charlotte. It's a 20-minute documentary, but it features a lot of interviews and band performances from that particular weekend. It's a really entertaining watch. I highly recommend it. Palm Ghost was one of those bands that played at Local Fest. And voila, my ignorance was alleviated. I really do suggest you go watch that piece. It's awesome to see folks capturing our local scene in that way. Palm Ghosts has a bit of a shoegaze post-punk thing going on. I don't know if that's the most accurate genre classification, but whatever you'd call mixing a forlorn vibe with some big immersive riffs, yeah, that's what they got. Highly recommend going to check out all of the music they have available. It's all quite good, and there is a good amount of it. There's even a Jesus and Mary Chain cover, which honestly could not be more appropriate for them to cover with this style. Okay, next track. Future Crib with Chicken Soup, a brand new single. I believe the band is hard at work on new material because this is actually the second new song they've put out in the world in just under a month. I'm really loving the floaty vibes of this track, and that stuttery vocal effect is, it's great. I love it. It's really rare to hear a band use that technique, and it gets me absolutely infatuated with that. The band also released a bunch of demos from their previous album, Friends, so if you are into hearing how that record shaped up from demo to full release, you can do so. Personally, I love hearing how songs transform in that process, so I will certainly be partaking. I assume there's more future crib on the horizon, but for the meantime, I'm satisfied to listen to this magical stutter. All right, next up. Called Shu with the song Settle. It's a delightful little pop ditty, ain't it? Shu is a one-man operation from Chase Lloyd, who actually plays in the band Fever Blush and performed with the band American Roommates. This track was produced, engineered, and mixed by Thad Kopeck, who I believe is showing up pretty regularly here on the show in that capacity. Thad, up to a lot of good. Shu will be playing Mercy Lounge on December 5th, along with Have a Rad Day, Hey Rocco, and Reality Something as part of the first annual Have a Rad Christmas Show, a benefit for Heartstrings, a nonprofit started by the Cold Lunch Recordings gang. They are raising money for youth empowerment for the arts. There's not much additional recorded material from Shu out there in the world, so if you want to hear more of it, you got to get yourself to that show. Thanks for sending this over, Chase. Much appreciated. Always happy to receive new music via Instagram DM. See? It works. All right, now let's get into some darker territory. Enthused from Ryoki Center off their forthcoming full-length Strychnine. I've been following this band on Instagram for months, thanks to various show flyers and a rather intriguing band name, but I haven't actually heard any of it until now. That was the exact same case in the last episode of the show regarding the new Courtyard tracks, and just like that scenario, I am really pleased with what I'm hearing. It's a whole lot darker than what I was expecting, but that's not a bad thing. The album isn't set for release until January 10th of 2020, so the jury's still out on what the album holds, but this first offering is a really nice carrot. Fingers crossed that the whole record has the same heavy, sinister vibe. I could deal with a full record of that and be very entertained. Speaking of sinister, heavy vibes, let's stay in that realm for another song. was Limp Disco with the track Dirt Nap off their self-titled EP released in late November 2019. The band has actually released another album back in June called Life is Long that has the same vibe, so I figured I could do no wrong by just picking any track and going with it. I really like those unrelenting drums and that gothic vocal style. There's something that's just a tiny bit dancey about the whole thing. Maybe it's a nod to like Sushi and the Banshees or early Joy Division, but I don't know. There's something going on there. Maybe that's what the band name Limp Disco is getting at. Two great releases from these folks. Definitely go and check them out. Links on the episode detail page. Can do no wrong here in November where it starts to get a little cool and a little dark early to have some Limp Disco accompany you into the evenings. It's a good vibe. It's a good feeling. Try it out. All right, I'm going to close out the show with a track that's been in the queue for a couple weeks, and I just kept putting it off, and I can no longer do so. No more putting it off.
Thank you.
That was Clemtune with Slunge, S-L-U-N-J, off of the Slunge EP. As I mentioned, that track has been in the queue for a few weeks, and I kept pushing it off to the next week, mostly because I feared that some folks may not love the production on it. It's got a really DIY demo vibe to it, but I don't know, there's just something about the vocal performance there from Avery Neff that really cuts through. If you go back and listen to the lyrics carefully, or go to their Bandcamp and read the lyrics, it's a really heavy song. I mean, some of the lyrics, they're just an excerpt. I'm a body, you're a leech. When you touch me, I bleed. I can feel you watching me like a wolf does a sheep. That's not even the roughest part. I mean, maybe that's a bit of a downer to go out on for the week, but the song really grabbed me, and it's very emotional and a very authentic, and I don't know, it just felt a shame not to share it. So I don't really have any additional information on Clemtune, so I'll just leave it at that. Sorry if it's a bummer note, but it was a very powerful song, and I don't want to ignore powerful songs. Hit up the detail page for this episode to hear more of it. Okay, sorry for the little bummer note there at the end, but you know, sometimes you need a heavy song. That is our show for the week. We are working on our best of 2019 episodes and write-ups and all the things that go along with that. I am sure we will have a Christmas music episode as well. How could we not? So hit us up at weownthistown.net or at weownthistown on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. We love messages. It actually works. You get your music on the show. We get to be aware of what you're doing. Win-win. Thank you to Upright T-Rex Music for the music bed you are hearing underneath me right now. Find them at uprightt-rexmusic.com. Find us at weownthistown.net. More URLs? Should I say more URLs? Probably not. Okay. Thanks so much for listening. Talk at you next time.